big celebration here in the treehouse with Axel starring Colin Carr. Yes, out of the forest in the big treehouse lives our old friend Axel. So let's climb up the treehouse and see what's happening today.
Well, if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. If you want something done, do it yourself. And he keeps saying, well, wait for the van, wait for the van. Well, in the meantime, the person just has to get packed, start ready, getting ready for the big move. If you're going to move, you just have to be ready to move. You can't keep dawdling around and waiting for the van to come in. As I said, call Willie Ketchum. Call Ketchum, I said, call Ketchum and we'll get the show right on the road, Axel. But we haven't gotten any packing done here for the big move to 7 o'clock next Monday. And now this just leaves a few hours and I don't see Axel. I suppose he's down the forest visiting with Mr. Johnson or something. Well, there you are. You just have to pack up and take over and get things going yourself. That's the way it is. Just a minute, I'm going to call Willie Ketchum and see about that van. Willie Ketchum. Hi there, Mert. This is Carmen over here at the treehouse. Yes. See, could you put me through to the Clancy's Detective Agency, please? I want to talk to Willie Ketchum. That's W-I-L-L-Y. Willie Ketchum. Just get him on the line, please. They're getting Willie Ketchum on the line. Willie? Hi, this is Carmen. Yeah, Kisselman. Hi, Will. Will, how's everything? Happy New Year. Yeah. Well, see, I'm just packing up here to move from the treehouse from 4:30 to 7 in the morning, you know. And the van hasn't come. It just seems to have disappeared off the face of the earth. And Axel has done nothing about moving. I've had to pack everything myself. Yes. Well, the van hasn't shown up, and we haven't heard a word. Willie, could you do something about it, please? Oh, he sounds so intelligent. He's very, very big up here, you know. Could you just look into it, Willie? And you'll talk to Clancy? Well, don't get Viv in it, please. Thanks much, Willie. Call back if you will. Thanks. Bye, Will. Bye. That was Willie Ketchum. I called him because, you know, if you want a man to do a man's job, you call a man. Is there something knocking at the door? Hello? I don't see anybody.
I'm the fella that came to connect up the telephone. See, the wire's disconnected.
You can't call me this time, Axel. I did talk to Willie. I talked to Willie.
You are just trying to make me jealous by saying you were talking to Ketchum.
No, Ketchum's on the lookout for the moving van, and he's going to look into it with Clancy. And I've got nearly everything packed, Ax.
I'm having Clancy follow you and Ketchum.
You are?
You got something going with Ketchum.
Oh, never
you. Yeah.
Know. It's just a great admiration, like Nelson Eddy and people like that. Say, Tyler wants to show a picture now.
What do you suppose those animals are out there making those funny signs for and everything?
Well, Harry the skunk's probably leading them. You know,
Harry the skunk seems kind of high-strung today, don't you?
Yes, he's a high-strung skunk.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tyler.
All right. Put it on, Pals, will ya?
I think you could have gotten here a little earlier and done some packing, though, Axel. It seems to me that...
Thinking about what everybody is thinking about, because New Year's is tomorrow, and they're making their New Year's revolutions. I'm making mine.
Well, I've made a very serious one now, Axel.
Have
no
you?
Sewing buttons on watermelons and things.
No,
like that.
Nothing like that.
This is my serious New Year's resolution.
I decided to stop kissing girls for 2 months.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's one of them, but the big one, the big main revolution that I'm making.
And the big main revolution that I'm making,
yeah,
is to eat more.
Peter's Wieners.
The Keener Wiener, kiddos. Peter's Wieners with the pine cone on the package. Boneless Peter's Wieners. They're so juicy and plump. Oh, boy, you just can't eat anything else and like them. Peter's Wieners are the thing that everybody's eating. So remember, when you go to the store, tell them you want the Keener Wieners. They'll know that they're Peter's.
Say, Sing it.
Oh, yes. Tell them you want the keener wieners. They'll know that they're Peters.
Sing the part about you know who. Tell your friends.
Tell your mom, tell your uncle, tell your old Aunt Lucy to reach Peter's wiener, because they're plump and you'll see.
Well, I like that.
It's got a real beat, hasn't it? It's got a kind of a mayor on swing to it.
Sort of disco.
Yeah, it's sort of something like that. Gee, these are nice. I'm gonna have a whole plate full of them and have some... I think it would be nice to have some potato salad with them tonight, don't you?
Well, what about tomorrow? You know, everybody's going to be home tomorrow from school. Dad and Mom are going to be home. You could have a hot dog picnic right in the living room or in the kitchen or in the family room or someplace and have a hot dog.
Don't build a fire in the house, though.
Well, but you could have hot dogs, right? Just put them in some boiling water, take them right out when they're warm.
You could make, like, hors d'oeuvres out of them or what are those things are people eat when they're having... Hector's nectar. Hors d'oeuvres, make. I cut them in three parts, you see. That's what you do. And then you put them in a pan and stick them under the broiler of the oven and get them so the juice starts coming out of
them. And put them on toothpicks,
yeah. Not use toothpicks, new toothpicks. And serve them to your friends, you see.
I think Dr.
By the way, Grandma Torgerson got an electric toothpick for Christmas.
Isn't that
swell? Oh, put on the movies, will you, Tausk?
Go ahead, roll.
All right, here we go. Ding, ding, and a double ding, and a
ding.
You might just as well put the furniture back, because the moving van isn't going to get here till tomorrow night.
But Willie said that...
They had an extra heavy schedule, they said. They had to make some extra stops, so the moving van isn't getting here till tomorrow night.
But Willie did check out,
didn't he? Yeah, he checked out quick when he found out I didn't like the fact that he was messing around and hanging around you all the time.
Well, he doesn't really hang around, Axel. He just advises me on things,
I was advising him on a few... things, too. I advise him not to hang around the treehouse too much.
Well, like he just does it in a sleuthing vein.
Yes, he was investigating, he says.
Yes, he sleuths, too.
He sits up in that tree over there looking in the windows here.
Well, that's so that everything is run and, you know, and nothing happens. It's sort of a protective society. You wouldn't want, you know, stray cats running in here all the time or something.
Oh, no. No, I don't believe I'd want to.
We've got Nut with Tallulah.
Running in here.
And Towser.
Say, I think you better hurry and make the bus back to the home because
I
Grandma...
I think I will.
Yeah, well, we got
Happy
hurry.
New Year, kids.
I hope that we don't see too much of Willie next year.
Are we going to have a roller skate, too?
No, roller skate. They're first before we say goodbye. Yeah,
okay.
Always. Yeah, are those monkeys there? We might as well put the furniture back as long as the moving company... said they weren't coming till tomorrow afternoon because we'll be in the treehouse tomorrow afternoon.
It will look nice
if they aren't coming till after the program tomorrow afternoon.
Axel, it's men putting things off until tomorrow that should be done today or just ruining the world.
Those old Shakespearean sayings.
Yes,
huh?
We have to take care of that which is give us it today so that tomorrow will take its care of itself.
It's a stitch in time saves Kneinenberg.
Yes, or don't tear down the treehouse before it's ready to fall,
Yeah, that's right. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Happy New Year, kids. Happy New Year, Axel.
Good luck. You'll see you tomorrow morning at 7:30 with the birdie. So long.
Bye.
Hey, be sure to join Axel again tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Going back up to the treehouse, do a little visiting with Axel and Carmen. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. More film fun with Colin Card stars as Axel.
Axel, he's for me. He's as great as he can be. Axel's handsome, big and strong. Stick with him, you can't go wrong.